We are responsible for ensuring that victims in FBI investigations get the rights and support services that they're entitled to, and it will help them cope with the impact of crime. We have victim specialists all across the country in every FBI field office, and we have special units that work with child victims and victims of terrorism and mass violence.
Give us a sense of how important your office is when it comes to human trafficking.
I think our victim specialists and our child specialists play a huge part in human trafficking response with the FBI. Our folks will be on scene and working with agents and task force officers when they are doing a takedown, any kind of an operation to intervene in human trafficking. They may not always be right with the agents, but they're around the corner. They're prepared to help victims immediately on the scene. It may be helping them find emergency lodging, clothing. Often we have kids that may be taken right off the street or out of a brothel, and they need a change of clothing. They need toiletries. They may need to contact family. We'll try to help them figure out a safe place to go and link them with as many services as we can with counseling and other things. We often, with some human trafficking victims, sometimes the kids, particularly the girls and boys, are tattooed by the pimps. So in some cases, we'll help them find medical services that will help them remove the tattoos.
And I know you had a big operation last year, Operation Cross Country X. Uh-huh. And I think in that program, there were more than 80 juveniles rescued and a number of people arrested. I think more than 230, almost 240 pimps uh-huh. arrested. Is the need for your kind of services increasing? How would you compare it to the past?
I see it as having increased a great deal, even in the 16 years I've been here. I think part of it is a growing awareness of victims who have been somewhat invisible in the past. People don't see sometimes what they don't want to see, so I think we're much more aware of it. I think law enforcement has a more robust response to it than maybe we've had in past decades. And I also think that all the blessings and curses of social media and the internet makes it sometimes easier for kids to get lured into situations that are ultimately very dangerous and exploitive for them. So we do see an increase. We are certainly doing more and more cases and working with more and more victims.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want to add or a question you want to answer that I haven't asked that you think is important?
We try to meet the victims where they are with their particular needs. I will say that for many human trafficking victims, their needs are great, particularly if they're teenagers or young adults. They don't necessarily fit into the child protection system. Many of them can't go home necessarily because their homes aren't good places to be from. So mm-hmm. A lot of them, particularly if you're talking about young people, need to be prepared for independent living, and they need a lot of support services to get there.
Okay, one real quick thing I would like to follow with. Are you able to say in terms of numbers how many victim specialists and staff you have?
We have right now 153 victim specialists around the country in FBI field offices. We have in addition to them, we have forensic child interview specialists that are, right now I think we have 13, and we're in the process of increasing. We work a lot with children's advocacy centers and other services that support kids and families. One thing that a lot of people may not know, our program and the work that we do, the services and the personnel that do this work, are not funded by taxpayers, by appropriated funds. The funding that we use and that supports our program comes from the Federal Crime Victims Fund, and it's money that's paid by federal offenders into a system that provides support services and compensation for victims all across the country at the state, local, and federal level, and tribal.
Well, that's an interesting note, and it's a bit of justice, I suppose.
It is. I think so. It's appropriate.
Catherine Turman, Assistant Director in Charge of the FBI's Office of Victim Assistance. J.J. Green, WTOP News.